Then the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord handed them over to Midian for 7 years. The power of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of Midian, the sons of Israel made for themselves the dens which were in the mountains, and the caves and the strongholds. For whenever Israel had sown, the Midianites would come up with the Ammonites and the people of the east and march against them. So they would camp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza, and leave no sustenance in Israel, nor a sheep, ox, or donkey. For they would come up with their tents. They would come in like locusts in number, and both they and their camels were innumerable. And they came into the land to ruin it. So Israel was brought very low because of Midian. And the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. Now it came about when the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord on account of Midian, that the Lord sent a prophet to the sons of Israel. To them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said. It was I who brought you up from Egypt, brought you out of the house of slavery, and I rescued you from the hands of the Egyptians. Have not obeyed me.
Then the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak that was in Ophrah, which belonged to Josh the Abiezrite. As his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress in order to save it from the Midianites, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, valiant warrior." Then Gideon said to him, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles? which our fathers told us about, saying, did the Lord not bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to Midian. And the Lord looked at him and said, go in this strength of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you? But he said to him, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's house. Yet the Lord said to him, I will certainly be with you, and you will defeat Midian as one man. So Gideon said to him, if now I have found favor sight, then perform for me a sign that it is you speaking with me. Please do not depart from here until I come back to you and bring out my offering and lay it before you. And he said, I will remain until you return. Then Gideon went in and prepared a young goat, and on unleavened bread from an ephah of flour, he put the meat in a basket and the broth in a pot, and brought them out to him under the oak and presented them. And the angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. When Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord, he said, oh Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, peace to you, do not be afraid, you shall not die. It is still an Ophrah of the Abiezrites.
Now on the same night the Lord said to me, take your father's bull and the second bull, 7 years old, and tear down the altar of Baal which belongs to your father, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of this stronghold in an orderly way. And take a second bull and offer a burnt offering with wood of the Asherah which you shall cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men from his servants and did as the Lord had spoken to him. And because he was afraid of his father's household and the men of the city to do it by day, he did it by night. When the people of the city got up early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal had been torn down, and the Asherah which had been beside it had been cut down, and the second bull had been offered on the altar which had been built. So they said to one another, who did this thing? And when they searched and inquired, they said, Gideon the son of Joash did this thing. Then the men of the city said to Joash, bring out your son that he may die, for he has torn down the altar of Baal, and indeed he has cut down the Asherah which was beside it. But Joash said to all who stood against him, will you contend? Someone has torn down his altar. Therefore, on that day, he made Gideon tremble fall. That is to say, let Baal contend against him, because he had torn down his altar.
All the Midianites, the Amalekites, and the people of the east assembled together, and they crossed over and camped in the valley of Jezreel. So the Spirit of the Lord covered Gideon like clothing, and he blew a trumpet, and the Abiezrites were called together to follow him. And he sent messengers throughout Manasseh, and they also were called together to follow him. And he sent messengers to Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. Then Gideon said to God, if you are going to save Israel through me, as you have spoken, behold, I am putting a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece only, and it is dry on all the ground, then I will know that you will save Israel through me, as you have spoken. And it was so when he got up early the next morning and wrung out the fleece. He wrung the dew from the fleece, a bowl full of water. So that night, for it was dry on the fleece and dew was on all the ground.